Jesus claims everything around. I gave him my altar to come in. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on manna from heaven, and that's why I'm happy tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'm not
used. Amen.
I'll try my best.
Amen.
Last week, I have an appointment somewhere. And the appointment was around there. I arrived there so early. The door for the office was closed. I was supposed to stay there outside for 1 hour. It was very cold, very cold. I didn't dress up so well. But we tried, because I came with my husband, we tried to look around if there's any shop, if maybe you can drop me there and wait until there was nothing around. And then I just wait for 1 hour. It was very cold. After that, I just pray. I say, Lord, please, can you cover my leg and my feet? After few minutes, I can feel like we are in summer.
Hallelujah. Amen.
It was wind. I was so confused. I didn't know what is happening.
Amen.
The time just changed or what?
Hallelujah.
And then I said, I was standing with my two hands on the pocket. I said, maybe the time changed. Let me take off the hand on the pocket. When I take off the hand on my pocket, the cold, it was very cold. I was supposed to put back my hand back. And then I said, I remember. I asked God to cover my neck and my feet. I didn't ask God to cover all my body.
Hallelujah.
I was so enjoyed. I just thank God for
Amen.
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 I think, I don't know if we see that.
Yeah.
Another is, once I have a pain on my chest. That pain, I can say, it stayed for 2 weeks. I went to the doctor, and the doctor gave me some medication. I was taking that medication, and the pain was not going. I went back again to the doctor, and then he got the letter to send me in city center, in one hospital there. When I reached the hospital, myself, I said, there's nothing wrong with me. Everything is well. And when they checked, everything was well.
Amen. Amen.
And then after, I continued only to take that medicine. After few days, the pain went. I can say after 1 month again, the pain returned again. But this time, I didn't go back to the doctor. I just called up on the
Amen.
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 And the time I prayed, when the pain came, I just prayed. And when I finished to pay, the pain just vanished like that.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is so
wonderful.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Going on, you are a temple.
Come and die. For Father, what we just desire to be is a people that would glorify you, yes, Lord. that Father, when people would see us, they would know that we've been with
Amen.
Jesus.
Yes,
so bless the service. We pray then that heaven manage to come. We dedicate them into your hands. Won't you watch over them as well upon this night, Lord? But us that have come, Lord, Father, we've come to die. So Father, bless the service. We come into your hands. We pray, Lord, glorify your name and let your will be done. Touch your people. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Let's just sing that chorus once more, God. Thank you very much. Come and dine. Let's hand over to Brother Max Tune and may the Lord bless you, God.
Dine the master, pull it, come and dine. You may feast that Jesus did for the time.
But tonight what we want to see is in which camp are we standing tonight? Amen. We want to take a topic tonight called Believing Without the Camp. We want to take a contest over who would like to say, let's go to him without the camp. Amen.
Amen.
More or less basing more on the message going beyond the camp tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So tonight, many people say they believe. Amen. I walk down in college, talk to people, you ask them, do you believe? They say, yes, I believe. Do you go to church? Yes, I go to church. So believing is something that everyone believes. Amen?
Amen.
But what, the place where you are to believe, where you're finding yourself, makes a lot of difference.
Amen.
The camp in which you're saying you're believing in makes a whole lot of difference. Amen?
Amen.
One time Paul was walking, he was going away, going from Corinth to Ephesus, yes. He was crossing away from Corinth to Ephesus. And he met some brethren in Ephesus, and he meant to ask them a question. Because these brethren have believed as well, amen?
Amen.
But they were in the wrong camp, amen.
Amen.
Amen? Though the camp was good some years back, but now the things have changed.
Amen.
So the camp in which they were was not right anymore.
Amen.
They cannot stand the wiles of that day, amen?
Amen.
So they were supposed to go out of that camp.
Mm.
So Paul met them and Paul asked them. And he said unto them, this is Acts 19 from verse 2. He said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed?
Amen.
In other words, he was saying, are you in God's camp?
Amen.
And they said unto him, we have not so much heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then are ye baptized?
Amen.
In other words, he was saying, which camp are you in?
Amen.
And they replied and they said, unto John's baptism. Then Paul understood that they needed an inoculation. Amen.
Amen.
As the prophet said, and he said unto them, then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus.
Amen.
When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
And now Paul has showed them the way to the right camp.
Amen.
Amen. And many times we want the pastor to come and preach and preach and preach before we can turn from our camp. But here Paul spoke few words and they turned. Amen.
Amen.
And tonight we don't want to be speaking so much, but we want the Holy Ghost to do his work. Amen.
Amen.
And so we said, and Paul goes in verse 6 and 6. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came unto them. And they spake with tongues and prophesied. And
yeah.
All the men were about 12. Amen. And tonight the Holy Ghost is here and is asking the same question.
Amen.
Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Amen.
Amen.
Have you moved from your camp into the lost camp? Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And if you haven't tonight, the Holy Ghost is here to show us the way. Amen.
Amen.
How many tonight want the upper room experience?
Amen. Amen.
And if you believe, the Lord will grant it. Amen.
Amen.
All what is looking for is a desiring heart. People who are willing, because the Lord is willing. He has always been willing from the foundation of the world. Amen.
Amen.
But he's looking for a heart that is willing to go on. I was so much inspired by this quote of the prophet. And he said, I am positive sure this morning. And this is from the message in Tyson's Spirit, written in 1955 in Jeffersonville. He said, I am positive sure this morning. And if it was in the evening, he would have said, I am positive sure this evening. If men and women could only get into the position of where their soul, their thinking, their attitude would be perfect in the sight of God, that would be the most powerful churches that ever existed. Amen.
Amen.
If only our thinking, amen. If only our soul and our attitude will be right, we will be the most powerful church that ever existed. Amen. That's the prophet saying this. Amen. And
amen.
This is not the prophet, but you must understand that there was a voice behind the voice.
Amen.
And that is the voice saying to us tonight, if our souls will be right, if our thinking will be right, if our attitude will be right, then we can be the most powerful church ever. Amen.
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 We desire the Lord tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Come
thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Get in that position where you're thinking, your soul, and your attitude is right. Amen.
Amen.
I believe we all desire that tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Should rise in our feet and our suffered without the gate.
Amen.
Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach.
Amen.
For here have we no continuing sin.
Amen.
We seek one to come.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shall we bow our heads? Oh dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus. Amen. Father, this is your word and your name.
Amen.
Well, I am nothing but just a vessel, Lord God.
Amen.
I pray this day, Lord. Father, you gave me inside, Lord God. Father, many of the people, you know, they're asking you, Lord God.
Amen.
And I just pray and ask you, Father, the mind of Lord,
the mind
of every heart, Lord God.
Yes, sir.
Lord, you will be the Lord, the voice of Lord, has the mind of voice, Lord, speaking to every heart, Lord God. The Lord, your presence, Lord, the fullest temple, Lord God. The Father, man may leave you the same, Lord God. Grant us, Lord, your grace, Father. Bless us now, O Father, Lord God. We commit it all into thine hands, O Lord God. The service is in your hands, O Lord God. Bless us now. We ask it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. So here we see there is a camp. We must go beyond. Amen.
Amen.
Now in this world we have two camps. There is the camp of God and there is the camp of Satan. Amen.
Amen.
But people trying to make a camp between these two. Amen.
And this is the camp that we can call the lukewarm camp. Mm-hmm. And God hates that camp. Amen.
Amen.
There is no way in between. Either you are with God or you are not with Him. Or you are in His camp or you are not in His camp. Amen.
Amen.
Mm. So God started His camp right from the Garden of Eden. Amen.
Amen.
He started His perfect camp. That was his plan, that was his desire. Amen. And he fortified that camp by nothing but by his word. Amen.
Sorry.
And at a certain time, the Lord in the evening time, hallelujah, he would come down and he would commune with his children. The camp was perfect. Everything worked according to his own plans. Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible says in Genesis 1:31, and God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. So everything was very good. It was just according to what he had desired, his plan, his great mind. But then there was a man who was cast out of heaven to earth. Now when we went to speaking on Don Reagan gave us a really good teaching on that. So he was cast out of heaven. And he was now on this earth. Amen?
Amen.
And because he cannot create, all what he could do was to pervert that perfect camp
before
his creator.
Amen.
Amen.
So what did he do? He brought sin in the camp.
Amen.
And when he brought sin in the camp, now we, coming from that sin, what was it? We were born now in sin, we were shaped in iniquities, and we came to the world telling lies. Amen?
Amen.
Why? It's because of what? The seed that Satan planted. Amen?
Amen.
But God didn't want it to be so. Because that wasn't his plan.
Yes.
So he said, and I have to find a way to redeem my people back.
Amen.
Now, in another way, it was God's plan because he had to show his attribute as a savior.
Amen.
So what does he do? He finds out that he must find a way to redeem his people, to bring them back to that perfect camp of Eden. Because that is where we are going, amen? But he has to come and show the way that can let us get to that camp, amen?
Amen.
So he came to redeem us, amen? And it was such a love to show us the way back to that camp. But in order for him to do so, in verse 4, we read and he said, wherefore Jesus, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, he suffered without the gate, amen?
Amen.
So he was, how did he suffer without a gate? He was despised. He was rejected. He made himself of no reputation. Amen.
Amen.
Just in order for him to redeem. Just in order for him to go as what a sanctified person. He didn't partake of the things that was of the world. At a certain point, he was offered the whole world. Satan met him and said unto him, this world is yours.
Amen.
You just bow to me and you can have it. But say Jesus said no.
Hallelujah.
But he said it is written.
Thank
you,
Lord.
By the same word.
Amen.
Amen.
Why? Because he had to sanctify himself.
Thank you, Lord.
For a great purpose. He had to show us the way.
Amen.
And the way is what? He was going beyond his camp.
Amen.
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 He didn't do his own will.
Amen.
But he was doing the will of the Father.
Amen.
That is the way to go beyond that camp.
Yes.
Not our own will, but his will be done in
our
life.
Amen.
And he said in John 5:19, and he said, then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do.
Amen.
For
Amen.
What sin soever he doeth, then also doeth the Son likewise.
Amen.
So the Son does nothing but what he sees the Father do.
Amen.
So we cannot do anything. All what we have to do is what we've seen Jesus do.
Amen.
We must walk in those footsteps.
Yes.
Amen.
Therefore he came to show us the way. So in verse 13 he said, let us also go therefore unto him without the camp. Barren is the reproach. Going beyond that camp is not going to be a bed of roses.
Amen.
It will be a reproach for you to bear because he had a bed of roses.
Amen.
Amen.
And we are walking in those same footsteps. Why? Because here there is no continuous city.
Amen.
And we are seeking one to come. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what he's asking. Amen.
Amen.
Going beyond our own camp. Not our will, but his will. Amen.
Amen.
And there are so many camps that we can mention, amen? We can find ourselves in so many camps of reasoning, camp of doubt. We must go beyond that into his camp so that we can believe, amen?
Amen.
God said in going beyond the camp, 1943-64, in Jeffersonville, he said, I know there is some reason the people are not getting through to Christ. If they would, they wouldn't ask. They would ask like that. Jesus suffered without the gate, that he might sanctify his people with his own blood. Sanctification comes from the Greek word compound, which means cleaned and set aside for service.
Amen.
And when God cleanses his people with the blood of Jesus, he cleansed them from the filth of the world and set them aside for service. That's what God's do.
Amen.
So there's no way you can go into the camp with the filthiness of this world.
Yes, sir.
We young people, we can't go in the camp still holding on to the world.
Amen.
Then we are being kind of what? Lukewarm, trying to make our own camp. But here we're not talking about our own camp, we're talking about two camps. Which is one is of God and one is of the devil. These camps are altars. And we want to go into the right camp, which is the camp of God. But we must go beyond our own camp. We must go beyond our own self, our own reason, our own thinking.
Right.
Amen. Amen. We can't get our thoughts in there. We must die to our own self. But now how? How does one person come to the camp? Now, in the message 3950, five definitions of the identification of the true church of the living God, Richard Jefferson Hill, the prophet said, therefore, people, here's how we come to the church. By repenting. Being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of our sins, and a promise that we will receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Therefore, there is no preacher can shake us into it. There is no priest that can vow us into it. But we are born into it.
Amen.
By the King of the Messianic Kingdom. Amen, the prophet said. So in order for us to go there, we must be born again. But he has shown the way, and it's repentance.
Amen.
Many times we go into baptism, but without repentance. We jump that one step. But the process might go repentance, baptism, and receive. Water baptism and receiving of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
But we can't jump, we can't skip it, because we have to go into this camp. Amen. And we can see Nicodemus. Nicodemus left his camp, he was a Pharisee. And he went beyond his camp to Jesus Christ. And when he got there, Jesus spoke to him and he said to him, you have to be born again. Amen. Amen. And Nicodemus, he didn't come out of the camp in the same way. Because now we go to John 7:52 and now we see him. His talking changed. The way he speaks changed.
Amen. Amen.
There is no way that you go beyond your camp and go to Jesus' camp and be the same.
No.
If you are sincere in yourself.
Amen.
But he goes and he comes out and now his attitude has changed.
Amen.
And now the people that he's walking with, the Pharisees now ask him, what is wrong with you? Have you become like the disciples?
Uh-huh.
And when you go out of your camp of your worldly friends and you go back in your midst, they say to you, what has happened to you?
Right.
You are not the same.
Hallelujah. Amen.
You don't do things that you used to do before.
Amen.
What has happened to you? You say to them, I've met Jesus.
Amen.
I've gone beyond my camp.
Amen.
You come with me beyond that camp. And you will meet the same Jesus.
Amen.
And you will not be the way you are, but you will be like Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
You have to go beyond your camp. So after Jesus Christ came and he redeemed us, everything looked perfect. Looks like everything is working out the way it's supposed to be. So we know after that the seven church ages started from Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, and Thyatira, and so on. The devil did not stop and he came in again. And right through the church ages, what he did, we created another camp, a denomination camp in there. A camp which is not holding the true gospel, the pure gospel,
yes,
of what Jesus Christ began with. But praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
In the last church age, he made an open door.
Amen.
He made an open door with Malachi 4.
Amen. Amen.
And if you go in through that door, there is no turning back.
Amen.
There is no way.
Amen.
You can't be deceived.
Amen.
He made a way for us. Amen.
Amen.
And the devil had no chance.
Yeah.
He had no game. You see, the children of Israel, they were in a camp. They were in Egypt. They were serving Pharaoh. And they lived in this camp as slaves. Amen?
Amen.
And so were we in Egypt. We were in the world, living as slaves, serving the devil. Amen?
Amen.
But then one day, the children of Israel, they knew that they had a promise. That after 400 years, there must come a redeemer to redeem them or to take them out of that place. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
So they started to cry unto the Lord because they saw the time was approaching.
Mm.
And they started to cry and pray to the Lord. They said, we want to see the deliverer come. Amen. And God started to work on the deliverer. But the deliverer thought he could do it his own way. But God has to take him out of his camp into another camp.
Amen.
For him to prepare him to come to deliver his children.
Amen.
You can always see that before God can use you for something, he must take you out of your camp. Because in your camp, you can't fulfill his purpose.
Amen.
Amen. You can't fulfill his will. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
So Moses had to go beyond the camp. He has to go to the back side of the desert. Amen. And if you want to know your commission, if you want to know your ministry,
amen,
if you want to know your calling, you have to go beyond your camp.
Amen.
You can't stay in your camp and say,
amen,
I don't know what to do.
Amen.
Coming to church every day saying, I don't know what to do. There's no place for me. You go beyond your camp first.
Amen.
And see if God will show you a place. In your
that's
place.
Right.
The prophet said in the same message, going beyond the camp. But remember, Moses had to go out of the camp that he had been living in to do this because he had been down there with a whole army and couldn't do it. With all the armies of Egypt, he couldn't do it. But one day, God invited him into his camp. Amen.
Amen.
And tonight, God is inviting you into his camp.
Amen.
He's calling you into his camp. And the prophet continues to say, he said, who are you? He said, I am that I am. Not I was or will be. Present tense, I am.
Mm.
I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Amen.
I've heard the people's cry, and I remember my promise.
Amen.
And this is the time for this to be fulfilled. I'm sending you down, Moses, with the stick in your hand. What was it? He now, the people thought he was crazy. But what had he done? Got out of his car. Pharaoh educated him 40 years in the school camp, and he failed. And it taken God 40 years to get it out of him. All of his education and all of his theology that he had been taught, it taken 40 years to get it out of him. And then God used him at 40 years. So we can see that in your camp, God takes you out, and it will take some time to work on you in order for you to fulfill your commission.
Amen.
If you try to do it your own way, you will fail.
Amen.
Because this is what Moses thought he would do. Perhaps see, maybe in those days, in our days, we would say maybe Moses went to the gym. Moses thought, oh, well, my mom told me that I'm a deliverer. So he thought, well, I have to learn how to fight. And maybe went to karate school and all these things to learn how to fight so that he can do it his own way,
amen,
in his own camp. But God does not work with your physical strength.
That's right.
He
amen
works with an arm strength.
Hallelujah.
And what did he use just as sick? All his muscles were useless. He had to take them out of back of the desert. For what? For those muscles to just lose it up. Because he was an old man now.
Amen.
Those muscles could not be like just a young man.
That's
God
right
couldn't do it. Because the people have said, oh, well, but he was strong.
Amen.
He uses the weak tents.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Prophet continues that God has an awful time preparing his man. But you see, he never could get a hold of Moses till Moses got out of his own man-made camp.
Amen.
From the military way of doing it and the natural way of doing it onto the supernatural way of doing it.
Amen.
Then when he got in that camp, God could use it.
Amen.
Amen.
So before amen you can go in the supernatural way of doing things, you have to leave your camp.
Yes.
My brother and sister, God has got a plan for you.
Amen.
He didn't call you to this message just to warm the sea. He has a plan for you.
Amen. Amen.
But you have to go beyond the camp.
Amen.
If you're not seeing it, set yourself. Check the camp in which you're standing.
Amen.
Are you standing in the right camp? You may say to me, Brother Max, but I'm in the camp. I believe the message, and I am positive sure that I've received the Holy Ghost. Well, you just keep pressing on.
Amen.
You just keep going on higher. Don't stop.
Amen.
It took 40 years to prepare Moses, and it may take some time to prepare you, but don't quit. Just keep going on.
Amen.
Amen.
But you may also come to me and say, yes, I'm also in the camp, right, Mike? But I want to ask you some questions here.
Yeah.
How much do you pray?
Amen.
How much do you listen to the message?
Mm-hmm.
How much time do you spend with the Lord compared to the time that you spend doing your own thing?
Mm-hmm.
How can you expect to go? How can you expect the Lord to commission you if you're not spending time with a commissioner?
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
There is no way that God can give you ministry if you're not spending time with the one who makes the ministry.
Amen.
You can't have a commission not having time with a commissioner.
Mm.
You have to do something.
Yes.
You have to go beyond your camp.
Amen.
You have to separate yourself.
Amen.
That's right.
That's the only way that he can show you the way. That's the only way you can have the clear vision.
Amen.
Then you go. You go all the way into God's camp. Now Moses keep on moving. The Moses now move from his camp, and Moses now goes. The prophet says again, ask Moses how he met Moses in the wilderness. Moses had a camp out there where he was feeding his father-in-law's sheep, Jethro, on the backside of the desert. And one day, this old 80-year-old shepherd, he seen a light, a pillar of fire in a bush burning. And he met God, a man that was running from God. The next day, sometimes meeting God makes you do things unusual. Moses was very unusual. The next day, he had his wife sitting astraddle of a mule with a baby on her hip and his long beard down with a crooked stick in his hand going down to Egypt to take the nation over. Now, that was a ridiculous sight. And sometimes it may look like a ridiculous sight when you leave your sources and you come out. It makes you do things unusual. You know, my friends, sometimes they couldn't understand. Said, but how can with all your talents, he said to me, how can you go and waste it in the church? He said to me, I'm not wasting my talent in the church.
Amen.
But I'm now using my talent for God.
Hallelujah.
Because he gave it to me. And
yes.
Rather, I have wasted it all these years with you guys.
Amen.
But now I'm going to use it for the right purpose.
Amen.
It makes you do things ridiculous. Things that to the world it seems so insignificant. It looks out of way.
Amen.
That's how God gets you in his camp.
Amen.
And the prophet continued to say, where are you going, Moses? Going to Egypt. For what? To take it over. He had met God, a one-man invasion. It seemed awful strange, but the thing of it was, he done it because he had met God. Just like one person going to take Russia over. That's all you need. One person in the will of God. Moses was in the will of God. And the crooked stick he had in his hand. Not a sword, a stick. The unusual thing God does.
Amen.
God met Moses on his ground,
Amen.
Not on Moses' ground.
Amen.
So you have to go onto the Lord's ground to meet him. Amen.
Amen.
He wants to meet you on his ground,
yes.
Not on your ground. Amen.
Amen.
But you have to go on the backside of the desert. Sometimes you may think it's too late.
Amen.
It's never too late.
Amen.
It's never too late for the Lord. It took 4 days, but he did. That was the dead bodies. It looked too so late. But he came.
Amen.
It's never too late, friends.
Amen.
But if you're still in Egypt, then it is too late.
Amen.
Because the Lord is coming soon. So you better get out and come into his camp to meet with him. Don't stay there. You may say today, you may be sitting here today and say, well, it's fine, but tomorrow might be too late.
Amen.
Get out of Egypt. Round to the backside of the desert. Run to your secret closet.
Amen.
See,
Amen.
God is not going to meet you there.
Amen.
Don't think that I am okay. I remember Tim Pruitt preaching and he said, don't put a period to your experience. Yes.
Amen.
Just keep pressing on.
Amen.
You receive the Holy Ghost, keep pressing on.
Amen.
Don't stop. sometimes we stop, we think, oh no, it's fine, I'm okay. You're not okay.
Amen, man.
Amen.
Because the devil is a wrong life,
yes.
Seeking for who he can divorce. He's looking for someone to divorce.
Amen.
And when you think you're okay, actually you're not.
Yes. Yes.
Because then there's something wrong.
Amen.
Because if you're living in the right camp with God, you're always willing to do something.
Yes.
You always
right.
feel that you've not done enough.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's where it ought to be with Christians. Amen. You always will feel that I've not done enough.
Amen.
Keep on pressing.
Yes.
Amen. Keep on pushing. Don't stop. And don't quit. So Moses comes and delivers the people. And he delivers the people, and now they start off your journey. We know the genotypes of our journey here as a bride. So they started to move in the wilderness. So the prophet said, okay, now we find out that in this wilderness, we noticed then they took and taken their stand and come out of Egypt into God's camp. Come out of the camp of the priests and all of them, saying, sell yourselves with slaves for the rest of the time. When Moses the prophet came down and vindicated the word of God was at hand, that God who made the promise was there to deliver the people, they moved from the camp that they were in into the camp of God, promised word of the hour. They believed that prophet. Because the sign of vindication was proven that it was exactly the word of God. And the things he did proved that it was right. And the pillar of fire followed him along, proved that it was the word of God. And are we in the same situation today?
Right.
We have the pillar of fire.
Right.
Everything is proven that this message is right.
Right.
But for you to get into it, you have to leave Egypt.
Amen.
There is no way you can stay in Egypt and understand what is going on in just life.
Amen.
You've got to leave Egypt.
Amen.
You would say, but Brother Martin, the last three sermons you preached, you've all been saying we got to leave the world. What's going on? Well, I think if the law has seen us all out here, then he wouldn't bring us.
Amen.
I believe every preaching that comes from God is inspired of God because he wants us to set it all on the same level. For us to go ahead, we must move together. We all must be on the same line, moving together. When the army is going for war, they're moving together.
Amen.
They're moving in together. Everyone will be kind. Everyone elect. And you're moving together. You can't leave anyone behind. And what we desire is to move together. We all want to leave and go towards the promised land.
Amen.
We all want to come out. Amen. And tonight the Lord again is calling his people out. He's always calling us people.
Amen.
There's no one day that the Lord is not calling. He's always calling.
Amen.
We say, but we hear the message. Yes, but still he's calling. Because he wants you to come up higher.
Amen.
We're singing today to a higher ground. So the prophet continued to say, now in this camp, miracles, signs, and wonders was in this camp. They moved them out into the wilderness. They left their natural camp. They left the mud. They left the camp made with straw and brick to dwell in tents out in the wilderness where there was no grain or nothing else. Sometimes God asks us to do foolish things to our own thinking. And if you ever leave the camp of your own reason, that's the place you will find God. God wants us to stop reasoning about it.
That's right.
God didn't call us to reason about the word. He called us to believe the word.
Amen.
Amen.
Satan is the one who's letting you to reason the word.
That's right.
In the conflict between God and Satan, that was Satan's trick. Let you reason. What
Hallelujah.
And God is saying we must believe the word, not reason the word.
Mm.
Notice, the prophet continues to say, as they went out into the wilderness, there were miracles, signs, when they moved into this camp. Now remember, they left Egypt camp and moved out into the wilderness with God's camp.
Mm.
How do you know it was? God said, your people shall sojourn for 400 years, but I will bring them out with a mighty hand.
Mm.
And I will give them this land here. And they were on their road by a vindicated life, a vindicated prophet, with signs, wonders, that God was in the camp.
Mm.
And they were on their road. They had a bill of fire. They had a prophet. They had manna.
Amen.
They had living waters. Amen, the prophet said.
Amen.
They had changed campgrounds. They had to do it. They couldn't see those things in Egypt. They had to change the campground in order to see the supernatural.
Yes.
Listen, you have to change your campground in order for you to see the supernatural.
Hallelujah.
You cannot be in your campground and see the supernatural. You must change the campground.
Amen.
You must come out of there.
Amen.
Maybe you began to walk like the children of Israel. And you were on fire. You began when you believed the message. You were on fire. Things were going well. But then the fire started to dim down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you are getting into a certain camp. Now, you have to change that campground. You have to move out of that place.
Mm-hmm.
And come to this camp where there is life. Where the manna never runs out.
Amen.
Where there is living waters. Amen.
Amen.
Into that holy place. Amen. That holy of holies.
Amen.
Amen. Many times we like to stay in the outer court. In that camp,
mm-hmm.
where sometimes it's sunny, sometimes it's raining, sometimes it's cloudy. He wants you to come out of that camp.
Amen. Amen.
And you may say, oh, well, I'm taking a step ahead. But yes, that life there cannot last. It's your just candle. And they burn out. You can't stay there. You must go further. You must go beyond the veil.
Amen.
Into that camp.
Amen.
That's where he wants you.
Amen.
That's where you can see the supernatural.
Hallelujah.
When you're shining with him. How are you shining with God? You see me closer.
Mm.
The camp is not a church. The camp is your heart.
Amen.
That is the camp he's talking about.
Yes.
Amen.
You must change your heart.
Amen.
The things your heart are desiring, they must be the things of God.
Amen.
If your heart are not desiring the things of God, you are in the wrong camp.
Yeah.
You gotta change that camp.
Come
to the camp of God.
Amen.
Why you desire to come to church? Why you desire to fellowship with the saints? That's what he wants.
Amen.
That's the right camp. I'm staying in his camp, friends. Because Pharaoh wants
Hallelujah.
You dead.
That's right.
The devil wants you dead.
Yes.
They want you dead, not only physically, more importantly, he wants you dead spiritually.
Yes.
Amen.
The physical death, yes, but that's not his main interest. It's the spiritual death. Because that's the only way he can have you down there now. That's the only way.
Yeah.
Because if you die the natural death, believing the word, you still lose.
Yeah. Amen.
So the only way is to let you die spiritually, then he has got the game.
Amen.
Don't stay there. He wants you dead.
Mm.
Pharaoh wanted the people dead.
Mm.
He was sending decrees here and there to harden the jaw on them. Why? Because he wanted them dead. He didn't like that ghost in there. And it's the same thing today. The devil don't like this life here. He doesn't like this message.
Mm.
Because he knows it's got power.
That's right.
It's got power to defeat him.
Amen.
And we are the bride this day. We've been called out. Amen.
Amen.
That's the church.
Amen.
Called out. Called out people.
Mm.
To stand for Christ.
Amen.
And pray for Amen. Jesus Christ. Amen. With all your heart. Serving him. Sincerely.
Amen.
Mm. But half-hearted. That's the one half-hearted people.
Amen.
Only people who go all the way.
Yeah.
With a sincere heart.
Yeah.
Believing this message. Holding on the Christian banner.
Mm.
Waving us. Wherever you are. Waving us. College. Waving us. Work. Waving us.
Mm.
Letting the people know who you are.
Mm.
Amen.
That's what God wants.
Mm.
People set aside, separated from him. For him to do his work. And the journey continues. Now he walked with the wilderness. Come out. prophets come, want the message, awful, remember that, come out, Red Sea has been opened, sound song, praise the Lord Jesus, everyone happy, keep them going, leaving all very soon, you're going to get to the camp.
Mm.
When the message came, we believe very soon the rapture is coming.
Mm.
Oh, everybody was looking for, everybody seemed to tarry.
Mm.
It seems they're going around in this camp. They're going around in this world. And they start to get tired. They start to say, we have to find something to entertain ourselves.
Mm.
This thing has been too hard. We've been walking this world. We're not seeing buildings anymore. We need to do something about it.
Amen.
You're just walking, all sunny. And then it's hot. And just right. And just go. But yet, you're not seeing what the Lord is doing.
Mm.
No one is sick.
Mm. Amen.
Those are not getting old.
Mm. Mm. Amen.
They couldn't see it.
Mm.
Why? Because they love the vision.
That's right.
Why? Because they started creating their own kind.
Mm.
They were no more under the same light that with the king.
Mm. Amen.
Mm. Started making their own kind. Why? Because they were seeing the same one. God is changing. Time is gone. Mm. It's been 10 years when we walked out. He said we're going to the promised land for 10 years. We might as well make a captain and go back to Egypt.
Mm.
You think this guy just came and played and came off, you know, it was just one of the tricks of the giants and jumpers. He just had a great power and he did it. And let's just go back.
Mm.
What an attitude.
Mm.
What an attitude. Sometimes we do have an attitude.
Mm. Yes.
It's a shame, saints. God wants the church. Where our soul. Our thinking is perfectly sound. That's how we can be the powerful church.
Amen.
The attitude plays a great part.
That's
we
right.
Take care of the soul, that's good. We take care of the thinking, that's fine. But the attitude plays a great part. It got out. The attitude. Prophet kept on saying, going beyond the camp. All of them was vindicating his presence in the camp. Now notice them. They had made a man-made camp of tradition and creed after Moses was dead.
Mm.
It's not going on with the message today. How the prophet went off the scene. Making their own camps.
Mm, yeah.
Saying their own tents. That are not according to the message. And God, he kept on saying the prophet. And God dealt with the people for many years. God is not in his camp anymore.
Mm.
In their camp. Because they made them a camp. Self-made camp.
Mm. Amen.
God left the camp.
Amen.
Mm.
Sometimes you walk in your tent, you wonder what's going on. Why you know, you don't have the experience you used to have before? Because you left the camp.
Amen. Amen.
You left God in the camp. You may be sitting in the message, yes. You may be coming to church, yes.
Mm.
But in your heart, you've left the camp.
Amen.
Amen.
The camp is in your heart. That's the base.
Mm.
Perhaps you like the children of Israel tonight. Mm. You're on this journey at this stage where it looks like things are not moving. It's like you go and it comes down.
Mm.
Remember Brother George at home with fellowship and was saying that. You know, we come up this high and then we go down again.
Mm.
We can't get even up to the roof. Sometimes it happens. I know some people have gone high. That's good. Keep running.
Amen.
But some come up and they go down. The Lord wants us to be all on the same line.
Mm.
You just keep pressing you up there. Just keep pressing.
Hallelujah.
But don't just look down. Help the one who's down there.
Amen.
Because we want to be at the same stage.
Amen.
Because when all of us have got our soul, and I've got our thinking.
Mm.
And I've got our attitude right.
Amen.
That is done will be the powerful church.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Not some, but all.
Amen.
Amen.
Please.
That's what he's looking for.
Amen.
All.
Amen.
Now many of you old people, they've had the experience. But it's us young people. When he's talking about all, he means all.
Mm. Amen.
From the young to the old.
Yes.
Right.
From those who have got to the age of accountability, of knowing wrong from right.
Mm.
He's talking from them.
Hallelujah.
The babies, they'll come there. But he's talking about all. Mm. We all must come. That's why the Lord is keep on saying to us, get out of Egypt.
Mm.
Come out. Come out of your camp. Yeah. Come into the promised land. We all must get there.
Amen.
Don't let this message go and pass through this year and go out the other year.
Mm.
Because we cannot be the prophets if all are not in the same condition.
Amen.
Amen.
In the upper room, they were in one accord.
Hallelujah.
All of them.
Amen.
Their thinking.
Amen.
Their soul. Their attitude. Was
Amen.
The same.
Mm.
And what happened? The Holy Ghost came
Amen.
Down.
Amen.
Fire from heaven came.
Amen.
Why? Because they were in one accord.
Hallelujah.
Don't be the guilty one. I don't want to be the guilty one.
Amen.
Holding the church back from moving
Amen.
On. Young people, they don't want to be the guilty ones. We
Amen.
Want to be the pillars.
Amen.
We want to set the
Hallelujah.
We want to show the way.
Amen.
We want to set the church on fire.
Yes, Amen. Sir.
Don't be silly, friends.
Mm.
Quicken yourself.
Mm. Mm.
Get out of your camp.
Amen.
It's taking you nowhere.
Mm.
It's taking you to death.
Hallelujah.
Get out of it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thinking about baptism, pray over it, do it, but before that, repent.
Amen.
Preach it, brother.
Amen.
Repent of it all.
Preach it.
Don't stay in the camp. We're tired. We want to come up higher.
Hallelujah.
We've been here for years. We want to come up higher.
Amen.
Get out of your camp.
Amen.
Come up higher.
Amen.
So,
that's the way. Don't think you're too young. You're not.
Amen.
So far as you know, right from wrong, you are able to get out of your camp.
Amen.
Don't say I'm baptized, I'm okay. You're not.
Amen.
So far as you know, producing the fruit, you're not.
Amen.
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 Get out of the camp.
Yes.
Come up higher.
Amen.
It's calling tonight.
Amen.
Come out of your camp.
Amen.
Don't play games with God.
Amen.
Don't play games with God.
Amen.
Because one day he's going to be the one to play games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to be there.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And God will come now and play on the screen and say, yeah, you, look. What are you going to say?
Mm.
I don't mean to scare you. I'm just trying to encourage you to get out.
Amen.
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 It's late.
Amen.
It's late. Amen. He's coming. It's late. Get out.
Amen. Amen.
Come up higher.
Yeah.
Wants you to use you for work.
Amen.
I call you to sit down to warm the chairs. No.
No.
He's got a ministry for you.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
You don't know it, but he's got it.
Amen.
Don't stay there. Come up high.
Amen.
Come up high, friends.
Amen.
Come up high. You may be there. Maybe you've created yourself your own camp. Of doubts, you create yourself your own camp. Of fears, you create yourself your own camp. Of reason, he wants you out of there.
Amen. Amen.
Check yourself if your prayers cannot be like before. If when you pray, you can't feel in your heart that you're being sincere. You can see that the prayers are just hitting the ceiling. You need to get out.
Amen.
That is a sign that you are in the wrong camp.
Amen.
Amen.
Get out. You need a revival in your soul. And revival is not something new, but it's going back to what you used to be.
Amen.
When God first called you, don't let the fire quench. We got the fire. We got the zeal. But then we act like the children of Israel. They zeal the fire. Me running with a tambourine. Singing, dancing. Everybody praising God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
But then, everything quenches.
Mm.
Why? You made yourself a camp.
Yes. Yes.
Get out of this.
Mm. Amen.
Get out of this. Don't stay there. It's not only for the youth, friends, it's for everyone.
Amen. Amen.
That's true.
Everyone can do it.
That's true.
Everyone can lose that essence. No one is immune to it.
Yes.
Get out of this.
Amen.
It's a man-made camp.
Mm.
It's not a camp of God.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of it. Don't listen to the message that you heard before. Some people maybe have not even listened to the message before. Friends, that's sad. You've not listened to the voice of this age. Never. Get out of that camp. The devil was always there getting you busy. Whenever you walk out of here, tonight, you get out of that camp.
Amen.
Tonight I've got good news for you, saints. I've got good news for you. Not I have got good news for you. Sorry for saying that. But God has got good news for
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
Amen.
He has got good news for us tonight.
Amen.
And tonight it's your jubilee.
Amen.
It's your jubilee.
Amen.
Get out of the camp. He's come tonight. Oh, he's blessed you. He's come tonight to bring you out, to take you higher.
Amen.
He's here. It's your jubilee.
Hallelujah.
You are free tonight.
Amen.
Tonight.
Thank you.
Pastor Bruce said.
Thank you.
Pastor Bruce said. We are giving a mandate to the devil tonight.
Amen.
We are telling him, let us go.
Amen.
We are going out of the camp. We are going. We are not staying.
Amen.
We are going. We are enjoying the God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise of you. We are going.
Amen.
It is your jubilee tonight.
Amen.
Get out of the camp. You are free.
Amen.
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 We're free.
Jubilee. It's a jubilee.
Amen.
We're not bound to the devil anymore.
No.
We are not serving him anymore.
Amen.
We are going beyond the camp.
Amen.
We are going to believe without the camp. Amen.
Amen.
And if he... Sorry, saints. And if he... It's not going to let us do it. As Brother Bruce said, we are going to torment him.
Hallelujah.
And let us go.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We are going to torment him.
Mm.
Because it is ours. It is our promise.
Amen.
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 It is our jubilee.
Amen.
Tonight is our jubilee. Tonight, whether you were young, whether you were old, don't walk out that same.
Amen.
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 If you've not been listening to the message tonight, don't walk out the same.
Amen.
Go out there. Take your messages. Get your mouth off rooms.
Yeah.
Full of games.
Amen.
Full of games. Games for what?
Amen.
How are you redeeming the time with games? What a camp.
Amen.
Who made our games?
Right.
Who made our games? Did Jesus say, one day it shall come in his word and you will make games for his children?
Mm-hmm.
No! He didn't!
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Get rid of those games.
Amen.
Put a message on the phone.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
It is your jubilee.
Amen.
Young people, don't live here the same.
Amen.
You younger ones, don't! Start listening to the message.
Amen.
Amen.
It'll quicken you.
Yes.
You understand
right.
Why I'm standing here screaming. It's not I screaming.
Amen.
It's the Lord screaming to us.
Amen.
Get out. It's the Lord screaming to us. It's your jubilee.
Amen. Thank you.
It's your 50 years tonight.
Hallelujah.
It's your 50 years tonight. It's your 50 years tonight.
Amen. Amen.
Believe it and get out of the camp. We're going to torment him. Friends, don't go out the same. I wish you could understand. Don't go out the same.
Amen.
Amen.
Change.
Amen.
Change your ways.
Hallelujah.
We want to be that powerful church.
Amen.
We want to be. Everyone in here desires it. Everyone
Amen.
In here wants to see the Spirit of the Lord moving our midst.
Amen.
Everyone desires. There is no one person in here that doesn't want it. Everybody wants it, but we have to get out of that car.
Amen.
Lord is coming, new friends.
Amen.
Preach it, brother.
I'm stopping. Stop. The message. 1960. The 10 virgins and the 10 and the 144,000 Jews. Now, there came a time that was called every 7th year. That was 6 years.
Amen.
On the 7th year, Bible student ministers and these sitting around here know this to be true. Now, you know, there were 7 Sabbaths in a year. And in the 7th year, in the 7th Sabbath, everything rested. And the Jubilee, maybe let's read it. Let's go to the video because I think the video is 25.
Amen.
We don't have to be sure of what you believe. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Leviticus 2. Anybody knows if you can say that you believe. Yes, 25 verse 8. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Leviticus 25 verse 8. And said, and thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee. 7 times 7 years. And the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the day of atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound through all your land. And ye shall hallow the 50th year, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family.
Mm.
So in this time here, you could go free.
Mm.
If you're serving the taskmasters, this time you are free. You could go. You didn't have to serve them anymore. And this is what the Lord is calling us to tonight.
Mm.
That we don't have to serve in this camp anymore.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We can go free tonight.
Amen.
Amen. It's our jubilee. No matter what the devil is saying, it is our jubilee.
Amen.
We have the mandate to get to him. Yeah, it's there. We are going. It is our time. It is up. We are going.
Amen.
Serve
Amen.
Him tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Get to your position.
Amen. Amen.
Possess your inheritance.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Let's get back to the prophet. So he said, it was called the 7th year. 7th year. Was called the Jubilee year.
Mm.
Everything rested. There is no crop planted on the 7th year. The land rested. Everything. They just gleaned, see? Everything rested on the 7th year. And on the 7th year, there was a priest that sounded a trumpet. And if a man had been a slave, I don't care what his debt was, he was free.
Amen.
And the trumpet sounded tonight.
Amen. Amen.
This is not my voice. This is the trumpet sounding to you.
Amen.
Get up. It's sounding to you. You are free. It's jubilee.
Amen. Amen.
The prophet keeps on saying, now that's a type of the gospel trumpet. You might have served the devil all these years. In chains with drinking, smoking, gambling, and sin. Dirty things. No matter what you've done, but when you hear the gospel trumpet sound, it's a sign that you can go free.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Can, the prophet said. Faith cometh by hearing the word of God.
Amen.
Now you've heard the full gospel. You don't have to stay any longer. Now, if you just say, oh, I listened to it, but I didn't hear it. See, alright, then it ain't for you.
Mm.
If it's for those who hear it, alright, if you can hear it.
Mm.
Amen. Amen.
You heard it tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You heard it tonight.
Amen.
You tell you heard it tonight.
Amen.
You tell you heard it tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You will tell me heaven tonight.
Amen.
Oh, friends. Get out. Born heart is Jubilee. Born heart is Jubilee. He was on his way to Damascus. He left his camp. And he was going towards God's camp. Though he was going to wrong intent, but he was going towards God's camp. Because he was going to torment the children of God. And God met him on his way.
Amen.
He met him on his way. And Jacob, he got to a place that he sent his camp away. And he stayed there. And God came and God met him.
Amen.
Now we see these two people. One was running towards the camp of God. And one stopped and sent his camp away. Some of us have been idle for too long. You have to get up and start running towards the camp of God.
Amen.
Amen.
And some of us have been running from the kingdom of God. Now you've got to stop and meet with God.
Amen.
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 One started walking. And he met with God. Don't stop.
Think
about Simon. Simon who invited Jesus to his feast. Simon sent the courier to go and call Jesus. He walked a long journey, the prophet said. He read the message. Meanest man I know which he planned tonight is to do. The courier walked a long way, went to the pen and asked him, where is Jesus? They told him, well, he's not here, he's gone, and he kept on running until he found Jesus. And when he found Jesus, he moved from his camp to the camp of Jesus. But what did he do? Tonight, don't be like him. Do something about it. The prophet said, your message, meanest man I know, Phoenix, and is to do. That was most miserable career. How could he have done it? I wish I could have his place. Turned his back upon the law and went away with a satisfied feeling that he had pleased his master. So many times we are guilty of that. Many times we get that way, so interested in other things. Sometimes we're so interested in time that we are brought right into the presence of the Lord Jesus and walk away. This career, delivering the message and in the presence of the Lord Jesus, and yes, was just stupid enough. The prophet said, if I must say it, to turn away and think that he had did all that was necessary. What an opportunity God gave that man. That poor, miserable man. I wish I could have stood there. I would have fallen down at his feet. The first thing, before I said anything about what the cardinal wanted, I would have said, Lord Jesus, be merciful to me, sir. That I would have been the first thing in my life knowing that he was alive. And the only resource to God was through him. I would have accepted him. Let him be my personal savior first. And let the mission that the cardinal had given him, or the pope, or the district man, or whatever he was, that had given me a mission, I have sought Christ first. Let us run to God. Let us not run away from him.
Amen.
Let's put him first. Simon thought he was going before God. And I know that he was bringing God on account of Simon. I was bringing God for someone to have a chance. There was no more. Oh my. The prophet said. Now I believe that woman. Now this is me saying that. I believe she was a good young girl. I mean, I believe she had plans to get the young sister in there. Grow up, get a good husband, get married, be a good mom, her kids. She had plans, she had dreams. But maybe things didn't go the way she wanted them. There are circumstances brought her to that place. The prophet said in the same message, oh, I don't believe she meant to be bad. Maybe she had a good parent and she just took the road that's wrong. Or maybe she was a good girl, some slick hair Kelly Hedda's Judas ruined that little lady's reputation. You young sisters, now I'm going to teenage. We've all been through that. Those curly haired guys now call it the first punk on your head. Come over to you. And they catch you on the wrong way. Today is your jubilee.
Hallelujah.
If you have them on your phone, when you go out of here, say to them, tonight I got a new boyfriend and he's called Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Say that to them and delete their number.
That's right.
You young sisters, don't play around with it.
Yes.
And you young brothers.
Amen.
I included.
Amen.
Those nine pretty girls, sisters there, ain't not sisters, but girls in the heart. Blue eyes, blonde hair, painted face, nice come to you. Oh, can you help me with that? Drawing close to you. People know about it, right? Got some presents in the bottom here. Delete the number!
Amen.
Amen.
It's your jubilee.
Amen.
Don't walk out of here the same.
Amen.
Separate yourself from them.
Yes. Amen.
Come to God's car.
Amen.
Right.
Don't be like Samson. Then you give your strength to God. Then you give your talent to God.
Amen.
He doesn't want it. He wants your heart on the altar.
Amen.
That's what he wants. Don't be like Samson. Give your heart to that nice pretty girl or that nice cool guy. Give your heart to God.
Amen.
It's your jubilee tonight.
Amen.
It's your jubilee tonight. It's your jubilee tonight. A young lady. The prayer was to get a chance to go to the end. And finally, that day came. The brother said he was walking down the streets. He said it was quiet that day. No one was on the streets. And she wondered what was happening. She could hear the music playing. She could smell the lamb being roasted, the brother said. And then she started to draw nigh. She started to draw nigh to another camp. And she started to wonder what's going on. And she got to that place. And she started to look. She started to scream through the people. And then she could see, oh yes, oh, that's that great Pharisee, that's someone there. Oh, that's he there. Oh, that's the other great man. Oh, that's the mayor of the city. Oh, and she kept on going. And then her eyes fell on someone.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
When her eyes fell on Jesus, she asked, who was that man? That was the state of jubilee.
Amen.
Jesus is here tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He's not standing here. He's standing beside you.
Amen.
How close he is now to you than he was to that woman. What are you going to do about it? Look at this woman. When she saw it, what did she do? She went. She went and opened the box. Took all the money she had. She ran to the store. What to do? To get the best. She gave it all. The prophet said, in the same message, me and my I know, Phoenix 962, but it's all she had. That's all he expects of you.
Amen.
It's all you have.
Amen.
All.
Amen.
Just give your all to him. Your whole heart. Will. The popularity. Show social standard. Just throw it all on him. No matter what you've done.
Amen.
But she said, this is my only opportunity and I'm going to take it. Maybe it might be your last opportunity.
Amen.
You better take it while you are in this convention. Don't you go home without it.
Amen.
For I believe you are going to see him moving in the same way he already is. You are going to see him greater than this. You are going to see his word made manifest. How are you going to celebrate your jubilee tonight? Give him all that you have. All. She gave it all.
Yeah.
She sacrificed everything. Jesus wants all. Not some. All.
Amen.
Tonight is your jubilee, friends. Tonight is your jubilee. You are free. You are free, but you must set yourself free.
Amen.
Because he has made a way for freedom.
Thank you,
but
Lord.
But then you make your own self, yourself the own time. And then you bound your own self into your own chains. This is not a chain that God has put you in. You have put yourself in those chains.
Amen.
And you have to break those chains.
Yes.
Today there is a bright rising. There's a bright rising. And you're going to break every chain of the devil tonight.
Amen.
Because it's our jubilee. It is your jubilee. You believe it's your jubilee tonight.
Amen.
Why don't you rise up with me?
Amen.
Amen.
Free. Saturday Monday. Saturday Monday tonight.
Amen.
Now.
Hallelujah.
It's your chance.
Amen.
You'll be the last. I wish it's not, but it may be.
Amen.
Now is your chance.
Amen.
Delete those for now. Get away. Come, let's go together to the promised land. Come, let's move together. As one army. Your soul. Your thinking. Your attitude. Perfect in the sight of God. You'll be the most powerful.
Hallelujah.
Musicians, come on. It's a really Prophet said, going beyond the camp again in 1964. Said, you know, I was told some time ago they had a jet plane. Now that can mix them noise we hear around you that shakes the windows. It's when the plane has got so fast that it crosses its own sound called sound barrier. And when it goes beyond its own sound barrier, it's almost unlimited to what it can do. The prophet said, and I think in there that we get a lesson. When we go beyond our own sound barrier into the Word of God, then it's unlimited what God can do with a man that's ready to go beyond the camp of man that is. Now we see that going beyond the camp, going beyond this. I see Satan also is taking his people beyond the camp of reason. Beyond the camp of common sense. Satan is taking his people the other way. Beyond the camp.
Amen.
God taking his people beyond this other way. You want to go which way you want to go? This way. That way. This is God's way. God's way. It's not me tonight.
Amen.
It's calling you. It's your children.
Amen.
Get out of the camp.
Amen.
Go to God. Go and pass your cross. There's a prize for it. The end of the road.
My life was in his hand.
because, my friend, I don't think God needs to speak something new to us.
Amen.
How can we have been obedient to what is already spoken?
Yes. Amen.
And when you do it with all of our hearts, and in the moment now, God in His grace, God looked at Abraham and said, I think Abraham doesn't fully understand him. You know, I didn't tell him to be with Lot. Lot's not part of the camp that I prepared for him. Lot's not part of the vision.
Amen.
So God brought a strife.
Amen.
God allowed trouble to come in the camp.
Hallelujah.
Because God wanted there to be a separation.
Amen.
Because God wanted to bless His Son. God wanted to take His Son to higher ground.
Amen.
And then now when Lot left, then the Lord spoke to Abraham.
Amen.
He says, now Abraham, I will show you more of your inheritance.
Amen.
Go to the north, to the south, east, and the west. I've given you this land.
Hallelujah.
So think back inside of your life.
Amen.
When is the last time you can honestly say, the Lord spoke to me?
Amen.
Because friends, it's fine for us to go from here and say, you know, the Lord spoke to me tonight, but it doesn't do any good. It depends on what we're going to do with what the Lord spoke to me. Because you can say, the Lord spoke to me, but the most important point is, what have we done with what the Lord said to us?
Amen.
Have we done it with all our heart?
Amen.
Can we sing the song, Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. But if you really want the blessing, if you really want a fresh visitation, if you really want the Lord to take you to higher ground,
yes,
He wants you to do it with all your heart.
Amen.
Amen.
And one other thing, the devil is very subtle.
Amen.
Now, Brother Tim, when you were there in Switzerland, he said that Pharaoh said to Moses, it's okay, you can go out of the camp, but you can't take your children, you can't take your wives.
Hallelujah.
But Moses wasn't that kind of a believer.
Amen.
He said, we're going, we're not going to leave one
behind.
Amen.
He says, when we leave this camp, it's complete.
Amen.
We don't leave anything behind.
Amen.
My friend, the devil will come to you and say, it's okay. Compromise on this. Continue in this relationship. Continue in this friendship over there. And continue to play this and watch that and read that. But my friend, God will never fully bless you.
That's right.
Until you say to the devil, I don't want any of your things.
Yes.
Yeah, it's got to be a clear-cut decision, the prophet. It's a clear-cut decision where you say enough is enough.
Amen.
And don't procrastinate.
Amen.
Don't put it off tomorrow. Amen. If the Lord has spoken to you tonight, and you feel inside of your soul that it's a jubilee to you, the trumpet has sounded, the Lord has shown you the way, that you can be set free.
Amen.
Do it straight away, my friend.
Amen.
Do it while the anointing is fresh in your spirit.
Amen.
While His voice is clear. While the vision inside of your heart and what you need to do is very, very clear.
Amen.
Act upon it straight away.
Amen.
And one final point. The prophet preached the message, the reproach for the cause of the
Lord. Amen.
And we saw that this evening, that we have to go without the camp bearing His reproach.
That's right.
I think that's something that holds some of the young people back, especially.
Amen.
People don't want to bear His reproach.
That's right.
And we've got too much of a reputation.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be accepted in both camps, friends. You can't be accepted in both camps.
Amen.
It doesn't work like that.
That's right.
No, you've got to make a clear-cut stand of who you are as a believer.
Hallelujah.
You've got to tell those people who you are and what you believe.
Yes.
Amen.
And that you don't agree with those things.
Amen.
But with the word comes a reproach.
Mm.
There's a price to pay to walk with God. But friends, it's more than worth it. So, we thank the Lord for His goodness this evening. Much to think about, saints.
Hallelujah.
Much to meditate upon.
Yes.
And whatever the Lord has spoken to you to do, do it upon God.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's sing a chorus once again. This is my desire. Let's sing that song once again. We ask for the deed and close to us in a word of prayer.
Amen.
And I would really encourage whatever the Lord spoke you to do it, do it straight away.
Amen.
Don't put it off and see how the Lord will take you to higher ground. Let's sing that song.
This is my desire to honor. Yeah. give you my heart, I give you my soul, I live for you, my Lord. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away, Lord, have your way in me. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul.
Keep us safe, keep us safe, give us safe travel mercies once again.
Yes,
Lord, we thank you once again blessing us. Lord, Father God, through the song worship, Lord Jesus, through the preaching.
Amen.
Lord God, we just want to give you thanks, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Be with us, Lord, Father God. Shepherd us, Lord, once again. Bring us into thine house Sunday, Lord, as we commit all these things in thy precious holy name, we pray. Amen.
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 Let's be honest, many of the young people really needed to hear the word and the word here. And I really put a challenge to the young people. Make it an issue of prayer first of all. And then be your brother's keeper, be your sister's keeper. And then encourage next time those that haven't come, those that haven't come for some time to these kind of meetings, let's try to really encourage them to come next time. But like I said, let's start in prayer. Let's really pray for this. God bless you.
Amen.
I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Amen.